Sure.
What we need to do is to talk about individual employees throughout the system. We need to go through the salary thing that Linda sent us. We need to do this so that Rick knows what to put into the system. Now, we don't have to make it effective now, obviously. We've already missed a paycheck. But we can make it effective February 1st. Second payroll.
Can we give him direction to fill these numbers in there, and then we go to that personnel?
Yeah, with the exception, I don't know which way we want to go. Do you want to try to centralize and take it out of everybody else?
Not this moment.
This moment, once you put it in the budget, is gone until the end of the year. That's reality. If we put it in everybody's budget, it's gone. Now we can do the study during the year, and we can spend the additional $25,000 that I think we'll be saving, which is happens every year, and then do it at the beginning of next year.
Are we going to though?
Or not, if it's not feasible.
Are we going to talk personnel now?
No, that's what we're trying to figure out with the budget.
What about these purchasing?
That's what we're talking about right here.
He's saying,
do we go centralize or don't centralize? That's the discussion. Centralize is a different amount.
What you got? Did you mark down some different things down what I've got here?
Well, no, this is what... I want to know the difference between the two sheets. This is where the increase is.
When you guys say centralized purchasing, you're going to be purchasing what?
Every single thing that the county purchases that falls under the statutes for central purchasing for first-class counties, which means we would set up a true central purchasing system. Number two, this is not doesn't have to be associated with central purchasing, just to do a study on how to handle the purchases or the leases of equipment to do copying, scanning, faxing. So we can do this separate from, but to do the other, we're still talking about that, whether or not to go full-scale central purchasing.
Are we all?
No.
I would love to put together a spreadsheet and show you the amounts that are in the GCR budget right now that are not being through our purchasing department so that you know what you're working with. If you want me to do that, I can do that probably with.
You mean supplies in the courthouse?
I mean supplies for the equipment.
No, I understand, and that would be very helpful. But I assure you, if we go to central purchasing, it will be purchased differently. And there, the law that governs central purchasing is really strict. But I don't see that happening.
Well, but I'm just telling you that if you want... If you feel like you can wait, it's not going to hurt us to wait, then you can have that information, maybe make a better informed decision one way or the other.
What we're talking about is absolutely having a study done of every system, what shape the machine's in, when it was purchased, how much life it has left.
I'm talking about all the supplies.
I understand.
Okay. See, I think we need to be working on looking at those. I agree. I think we're both in agreement with that.
I can be wrong, but I think we save a lot of money.
I think you're going to save more money doing with the copies, copier, spreaders, and phone
That's what
than
I'm talking
you will
about.
Anything else. And
that may be exactly true.
I don't think that. I don't think, other than paper and the inks and toners, you can.
What direction of the purchasing department do we want to get? I don't think they're prepared to budget central purchasing at this point, unless you feel otherwise.
I think when we
So your proposal, Ron, if you went to centralized purchasing, we pull all the office expenses that have it every department, correct? Put that dollar figure into the purchasing department. Right? So just shifting the money.
Well, it would accept, I believe, it'd be considerably less.
But unless if we don't know that for a fact, then we would have to at least budget the same, hoping that we save.
Oh.
So which way are you leaning, Ron? Pull them out and move them all into purchasing?
Hard pressed to make a decision.
I don't think without a study we'd make a decision.
Number one.
You're saying you're choosing version one or version two?
Number one. Where's that budget at, Rick?
I believe it's 123.
You got it right on the nose.
My understanding is that you're saying this is with and this is
no.
Without?
This is more training is what this is. This is just like more training for travel expenses.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with central purchasing.
Okay.
Except for paper.
Just preliminarily, doing a little bit of stuff here, the total office supplies and general county revenue totaled $596,948.80. If you take out telephone, postage, and items that I know are bid, this does not take out paper, does not take out toner, because those are not separated out. You take out $489,473.80, leaves you with $107,475. That does include paper and toner. I haven't had the chance to look at what paper and toner is. I'm sure that the lion's share of that, maybe even half or more, is paper and toner.
Does that include the sheriff's department?
Yes.
Road and Bridge?
Yeah. No, no. Road and Bridge is not in there. Road and Bridge does not have a lot of office supplies, but I didn't. But this is just general county revenue.
Can we input what's on this front page?
Yes.
Can we input what's on this front page?
No.
Okay. Let's talk then.
Well, I don't see where, and I don't know. I thought we've already been in the process. I don't know about the training and mileage expense being that chart. It's way more than I would consider thinking that we would need after we're this far into the system.
3,000.
Now, if we decide to do something different, I would think maybe it might be different. But we're going to do what we're doing right now. I think it's too high. And I think when the way it's listed here, if you put it out there to the public, they're going to be screaming and yelling.
I don't have that with me, Danny, so I don't know.
I mean, anytime you've got
he's budgeting asking for $4,700, and we budgeted $3,000. No.
Look through you. Look through your election officials. Many of your election officials.
We have budgeted.
And you see, Ron,
49. He's asking for. I'm sorry, I'm off.
Let me see. What would you change on there, Ron?
Nothing. And if it's not spent, then it's not spent. I don't know what's going to be involved in training, but if we are going to move to central purchasing, he's going to need training. I know that he's thinking about Boone County, and there's one other county that he mentioned that he would like to go to and sit down with the people. There's also purchasing conferences. I don't know what those cost, Danny.
Yeah.
But to do your job well.
I understand what you're saying, but here's what I'm thinking. It's been.
Have you got an amount yet?
I guess that's where I was looking for help from you two guys. Are you satisfied with it, Jim?
Well, we put in our budget, I believe, $2,000 for dues and conferences. Is that what you show, Rick?
Yes. I show $2,000 for dues conferences, $1,000 for mileage.
Okay. So we put in $3,000, and he's asking for $3,900. That's how I kind of look at it.
Well,
because if I take out legal fees, which we're covering, let's say miscellaneous others, take $700 out of there, we're only off by $200. Now, equipment purchases, we didn't put them in a budget for equipment purchases. We put $1,900 in office expense. He's asking for $2,200. No, I'm off.
No, that was total office. Oh, total office.
No, I'm off by a lot.
Well, the big one up there is legal.
I'm off by $6,000.
The big notice, the big expense under office expense is legal notice.
Correct.
So when he runs his bids,
someone's got to pay for
Rick's office, for our office,
well, bids.
For the sheriff's office, he pays for it.
Okay, I don't have any problem with any of that.
Where's your issue?
I have problems with listed the way it's listed with training, motels, meals. Also, as you drop on down, we've got the miscellaneous other.
Yeah, suppose we took this out and this out.
And you don't have to take it all out. You can cut
it. Well, he doesn't need it. I mean, it sounds like your concern is down here. Is that right? These items, this one. They're your concerns, right?
Yep. Yeah, and I don't, like I said, I think that's way too expensive. I wouldn't have it listed as that.
It won't be. It'll be just here.
But I would cut that some.
Where would you cut that? I killed this. Where are you going to cut this to? We pay that already from our GCR.
Right.
What would you cut that to?
Well, I wouldn't think it should be over
1,000?
Yeah.
And would you be good with everything else then?
This right here has been, there's already been two or three trips made. How many more trips are you going to make to...
Well, there's a quarterly meeting that he's a part of. When he goes to these conferences, he's going to drive the vehicle. So,
okay.
He's going to need them both.
All right. If that's the way you see it, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Then let's do it this way. How about this, Ron? Kill this right here. Take this out, and reduce this to 1,000. Mm-hmm. There you go, Rick.
Now, if we're going to try to plan on doing something different, we're changing it.
Let's go with that one just for the sake of us moving forward over. We got the bigger things that we need to discuss, but we got to do it. Get him going. I thought of this. What does this mean?
Okay. And the cops, we'll wait till Rick gets that done. Well, I've got four or five things like this that we need to change within the budget. Did we come to... We did actually do the... buyout, right?
Yep.
We created the fund. We did that. Rick already did that.
Yep.
With the system that is so messed up that if it doesn't let you access, you can't get in again for 24 hours. That's our system?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it from there?
I didn't know what you were saying. I didn't read that part of the story. Looking for the balance of the cops here, I got to imagine it's a system with the U.S. government. But I don't know any lockout feature that we couldn't have put on.
Well, we need to change both our revenues line and our expenditures line.
And that's that. This.
And that's this.
All right.
I'll find the revenue line. So I'm going to give it to you. 114,
COPS Tech Grant.
COPS Tech Grant, instead of $60,000.
Right.
Should be $190,000. So I'll give it to him. He's still working on the other.
$190,305.90. Okay, I made that change.
Then if you go to the revenue.
Let me write that line on the right to know. 114-50-325. Okay, what's the revenue?
The revenue is 101-84-025.
101-84-025. Change that to that number, yeah, too.
Correct.
Gotcha. You have to make those changes here.
Okay, I get it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Miscellaneous training in there?
Yes, whatever we left in there.
So I'm going to put it up in the other training.
Perfect. Combine them.
It's either training or it's not training. It's not
that's
training,
fine. 1,200. Training. That's fine.
It depends on if there is a training section for miscellaneous.
Yeah, I don't think
I've
there
never
is
been to one of those sessions, but there could be.
Yeah, we don't want one.
I made that change. Yes.
Danny attends miscellaneous training sessions.
That's why he's so well-rounded. You've been doing a lot of training. What do you have next, Mr. Hausman?
We took care of Schofield. We took care of... Now we take care of Brenda. Contracts and two personnel issues that we need to talk about. I have those here.
Okay.
And we're going to talk employees and personnel anyway, aren't we?
We are.
Okay. Are we going to meet Linda up here?
Yes.
Do you think you could summon her over that little
high finagle thing here?
She may be wanting to head home, too. So.
What?
That's what I thought.
Things you can talk about in here besides personnel.
Well, Ron's looking over it real fast. I don't have anything else on my. I was going through my email just now to see if there's anything unfinished. I do have that document that John was supposed to give us.
He sent that already?
Yep.
Send it to me too.
I'm going to forward it right to both of you guys.
Forward to Danny too, because he's got his phone out. He can get it real quick.
That's why it jumps.
Goodness gracious.
All right.
I don't understand one of them.
Here's...
Okay.
Can we
listen to you right now.
Consider going into exec so we can let Lynn go? She doesn't need to work past 5 today, I don't think.
Motion to go to executive pursuant.
Well, I don't mean that we should go into immediately. Just we could go into recess. So
let's go to recess then.
But we're going to come back in executive session. And we're going to be in recess till 5. Is that okay?
That's one if I can make a call or two.
Well, Danny's going to call and...